Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Back for 2024 with the young shooter, Deuce Collins. Just came back from Hawaii. Aloha. He's breaking down his trip. We're going over New Year's resolutions. We're talking Dick Stain, Donald Trump. Will you pull the lever in 2024? And so much more. New Year's resolutions and everything. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Happy New Year edition. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Diggity Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real loud. But most importantly, start this 2024 year of disruptive podcasting off with something real funky. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's go. Woo! Three, two, one, boom. Yes! Have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. Happy, happy, fantastic New Year. We are back. It is 2024. We have been anticipating 2024 since 2020. Because 2024 is an election year. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but we're not getting into that right now. What we are getting into is a brand new banging I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. the Jewish Charles Oakley, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter. And this is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, the first episode of 2024. Welcome. And without further ado, let's bring him in. You know who he is. I know who he is. The young shooter, Deuce Collins, a.k.a. Deuce Pacino, a.k.a. Deuce Cuddles, the part-time, sometime co-host with the most of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Deuce Pacino, what is going on, Deuce? Happy, happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year to you too. Man, what a fucking year 2023 was. I'm just glad that we're in 2024 moving forward. And yeah, I'm excited for the new year. I'm trying to like just take advantage of everything, get back in shape, start eating right, because Christmas was all fucked up. We were eating like shit during Christmas. And then, you know, it's been a lot. And I can see you've been eating good. And so both of us.
You mean eating well? Like eating healthy or not? What do you mean?
No, I see you've been eating good. Like you, it seems like you've been enjoying the Christmas holiday as well, and the New Year's holiday, and probably a lot of weeks before Christmas too. It looks like you've been enjoying that too. But I think we've both been doing it. I think it's good for both of us to take this new year and really get in shape and slim down, trim down. So I could use like a workout buddy too if you were interested in going to the gym with me, because I feel like you and I both need it.
I'm always good to go to the gym, but I actually am about 6 pounds more than my fighting weight, so I'm fine.
Fighting weight, what does that mean?
Don't drag me into your misery, your hole of fucking dark, dark misery. I'm feeling good. I really went crazy when I was in Israel eating. Since then, I've been it's 2024.
What were you eating? What were you eating out there that was so crazy? Like just a lot of hummus, a lot of shawarma.
It wasn't so much necessarily the Israeli food, although I was in Israel. It was everything in between. It was everything. It was the Israeli food. It was the hummus. It was the pita, the fresh pita. It was just meals. I mean, the food in Israel is very, very, it's good. It's tasty. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of it, and I was trying different places, and I was trying to explore as many of the, because Israel is like a, you know, it's a food country. It's a food, you know, they have a lot of, they're very prideful in their food. So we were doing it.
And that pita bread is so fucking good out there. I mean, just, I remember when I was out there for Birthright, the food was so good. The pita bread was great. But
that warm pita pita. We call it that pita pita. That warm pita pita.
That warm pita pita was really good. But I mean, we talked a little bit, but I went on a trip. I don't know if we talked about it on the last podcast that we did. But
spit it out.
I know. I was kind of stammering
God
there.
God damn it.
I mean, you're the king of that. You're all that shit. You do the same shit. Don't tell me to spit it out. I sometimes I watch your videos and I'm like, get to the fucking point, motherfucker. Spit it the fuck out. Get it out. So I think just being around you is making me do it, because I don't do that normally. But we did go to we had a great trip in Hawaii with my family. My girlfriend came with me. That was a big deal to have her on the trip, on a family trip. I don't think I've ever had a girlfriend come on a family trip like that. And there's a lot of us. There's a lot of us in my family. There's 11. You know, there's 11. My brother and his wife, my other brother and his wife, and their two children. You know, there's two screaming
Jesus
kids
Christ.
having tantrums. What do you mean, and me?
I mean, and your wife just, and your girlfriend just having to deal, and your girlfriend just having to deal with you. Like the
what
fact
does that,
that
mean?
That's what makes me concerned about your girlfriend. And I've met her, and I adore her, and she's smart. But then when I go, why him?
What, that is so...
Why him? I have to, like, then I have to go, you seem like you have it together, but why him? And I start looking at her sideways.
Interesting. I don't appreciate you saying that. I mean, I think I'm a catch. I think I'm a catch. I'm very lucky to be with her as well. I think that she's out of my league a little bit. You know, because I did a hard post on my Instagram and kind of let the world know, hey, I'm taken. You know, I've been with her for over a year now, and a lot of the comments were like, damn, she's more beautiful than the scenery. And a couple other comments were very offensive towards me. I didn't get a lot of that love, that same kind of gorgeous, wow, you look so good. A lot of people were saying,
you're never going to get that.
That's okay.
You're never going to get that kind of love. You're never going to get, oh, she's so lucky. Oh, the gorgeous couple. It's never going to be like you're part of anything good looking, pretty, gorgeous, a catch, any of that shit. None of that shit's ever happening, homie. Ever.
That's okay. Well, that's not true, but there were a couple people that were saying, oh, I see you're batting above your average. That's just kind of a backhanded compliment to me. There was one person that had my back in the comments, and it was a girl in all caps said, "Hey, what are you doing with my man?" And that made me feel good. But then when I went to her picture and her page, I saw that she was 15. And so that doesn't make me feel good. That was kind of strange. I'm not your man. I have nothing to do with this 15-year-old. I'm not looking for a case.
You're looking for a problem in 2024. Listen, we want to start the year off good. We don't want no problems. Right. It's 2024. Did you do anything for New Year's?
Well, I was going back to the family vacation because we were talking about food. And my point is, it was a great vacation in Hawaii. It was beautiful. I did a lot of amazing things. But I went in there thinking, you know, before I went to Hawaii, I was on kind of like a little bender with, you know, I love my ice cream, I love my chocolates, I love my sweets, and I thought this is going to be a perfect opportunity. I go out there with my family. There's not going to be any of that. I'm not going to be eating any of that.
Right.
But little did I know there was a breakfast buffet every morning. I was fucking double fisting plates. I put some pancakes, waffles. I mean, we went to town every morning. It was really good, really good food. And I watched... While I was out there, it made me want to watch The White Lotus season one, which I've never seen The White Lotus. I know you've seen White Lotus season two, right?
I saw White Lotus season two. I never saw White Lotus season one. Did you watch season two or did you only watch season one?
I watched one while we were out there because we were staying in Maui right next door to the Four Seasons where they filmed season one at. So we ended up taking a walk to the Four Seasons and it was like a trip being out there. But I loved White Lotus. I just finished season two also and I'm excited for the third one, but I'm a little late to the party. But anyway, it was a great trip. There were 11 of us.
Did you like season one better than season two?
Yes.
No, I only saw season two. They're standalone seasons. But what you thought season one was better than season two?
I like the Hawaiian backdrop of season one. They were going to there was a family with Sydney Sweeney was the daughter, Steve Zahn was the parent, and they were going to breakfast buffets every morning. It was like was relating to all of it because they were staying at a resort. And I just thought it was lighter and funnier and very grounded, and the characters were great. And I really think that you would dig season one. I think that you should go back and watch it. I thought Jennifer Coolidge was fucking incredible in it. But I finished season two and love Aubrey Plaza. And I heard they're filming the next one in Thailand, like as we speak. So it's a good show. Mike White, who created it, who also wrote School of Rock and a bunch of other things. He's fucking great. But anyway, it was really fun. And luckily there wasn't anything too dramatic that happened out there. And been a lot of family time, but didn't really much.
Did you surf?
Didn't surf, but we did activities.
So like first, a family activities, like play volleyball and shit like that?
No, you sign up for things. Like the first day, me and my girlfriend and my brother did kayaking, like 8 a.m. kayaking. You'll do 8 a.m. yoga, you know, outside by the water.
Did you do yoga?
I did. Me, my sister, my girlfriend, and my brother's wife all did yoga. And the girl who was teaching it she was like petite, like real petite, but she had these ass implants that looked so crazy, like this like BBL gone wrong. It was distracting, to be honest with you, because she's talking about like, you know, doing all these natural things and these poses. And I'm like, I couldn't really take her seriously. Like, it looked crazy.
Fake ass.
It wasn't so much just like you have a fake ass. It was like rectangular. I don't know why people do that. It never looks good.
Jesus Christ. Have you ever been intimate with a woman with a fake ass? I never have.
No, I haven't. I've never been intimate with a woman with a fake ass.
You ever think about getting yourself like an implant?
Why would I do that? Why do you think that I need that? Or are you?
I don't know. Lips,
no.
Chest implant.
You could use a lip. You could use a lip one. You could use a lip one because you're the king of talking about people with no lips. But you also don't really have any lips.
No, I think we could.
I think we could dye your eyebrows while we're at it too.
Fuck you, man. Fuck yourself.
I think you know. I asked you.
Did you think about getting some fucking implants? And you're flipping it on me.
I said no. I'm saying no. You already know that I've done a little filler in my nose. I don't know if I publicly said that, but I did do a little filler in my nose.
Share it. You've told me you said you got some kind of fake nose thing, right? Explain that.
Let me explain this.
This doesn't make any sense. I think you got tricked.
I didn't. And I'm going to tell you right now, because this is a little secret for whoever's listening. I was very insecure about my nose. Growing up, I've broken it 3 times, mind you. And, oh, and I see your profile right now, and, oh, they could work wonders on that fucking schnoz. I mean, because that is similar to my nose, but that's like 10 times. We're not going to talk about your nose. I don't want to talk about your nose, but I was very, very insecure about my profile with my nose in photos. I thought, fuck, you know, being in LA, growing up out here, it's hard because you feel like you got to change certain things about yourself. And
that's what I was just trying to tell you.
What about getting an ass implant?
Just
I don't need to change that.
Changing certain things about yourself.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. And I have changed certain things about myself, which is why I did the 15-minute nose job. Before I did this, I know it sounds crazy. Before I did this, I had a consultation with an actual plastic surgeon who was going to do like a nose job for me. And, you know, they cost so much money. They're like $15,000 to do these things. It's ridiculous. I wanted a little touch up. Mine was a little curved, a little crooked. And I had a little tiny bump in my nose from breaking it 3 times. So anyway, I think the final straw was my dad had commented on it and said something about my nose. And there was a girl who was like, I love, in front of everyone, she said, I love your nose because it has so much character. I love a guy with a nose who has so much character to it. And you know, there are these backhanded compliments. So I started getting in my head and I thought, I got to fix my nose. I got to do something about it. I'm not comfortable in photos. So I saw a plastic surgeon. It was a $15,000 procedure. I said, fuck that. My dad said something to me. So I started doing some more research and I found this guy in Santa Monica, California. And he's called like the 15-minute nose doctor. And he's been on like Dr. Phil and all these things where basically you go in, they numb your nose with some numbing cream, like some like whatever numbing cream. You wait 10 minutes and then he starts doing these injections in your nose. He injects filler in your nose where I have a bump and where my nose droops a little bit. And he starts molding it like a fucking, like a sculptor. I mean, this guy was like a sculptor. He's molding it with his fingers while he's doing injections. And within 10 minutes, he is molded. Like the filler gets rid of the bump and he lifted the tip of my nose so it's not so droopy. He lifted it up a little bit and he gave me a mirror and he's like, take a look at it. And I was like, holy shit.
Are you fucking serious?
Changed my life. And it wasn't permanent filler, but I ended up going back for a retouch 3 years later. And I said, put that permanent shit in. And I did that 10, 11 years ago. And my nose is fantastic now. It's straight. The tip is pointed up. Kind of similar to how your nose is now. You're kind of the before. I'm the after. You're kind of the before, I'm the after. So you can see, there's your nose, here's my nose. Like,
that's the before. Can you hook my shit up?
You might be too far gone, to be honest with you, but he might
man,
be...
Hey, man. Listen, what you're not going to do in 2024, what you ain't going to do is fucking be throwing pot shots at me. That's what you ain't going to do.
I wasn't trying to do that. I'm sorry about that.
That's what the fuck you ain't going to do is throw pot shots all fucking year. I'm going to tell you that right now off the top. First podcast of 2024. We're going to straighten it out right now.
Your nose or...
Yeah, I'll fucking hang up on you, man.
No, I'm trying to help you, motherfucker. I'm trying to help you is what I'm trying to do. And I can give you the number. Fantastic doctor. But whoever's listening, look up that 10-minute nose job. I believe his name is Dr. Rifkin. I don't know the first name, but look up that dude, Dr. Rifkin, if you're looking to change your life. And he does filler, he does under eye filler, all sorts of shit. It's like a candy shop in there. You got to be careful because you start looking like you'll wind up on botched after you see him if you do too much.
Yeah, you fuck around and start looking like a real housewife on that motherfucker. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft King's YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the 5-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick In the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What did you do for New Year's? What was your whole New Year's thing?
I was asleep by 10.
That's nice.
I don't fuck with Dick Clark. I don't fuck with Andy Cohen. I don't fuck with
Ryan
Anderson
Seacrest.
Cooper. None of them. It's business as usual. I was asleep. I believe we were sleeping by 10, 10:30, maybe. I mean, out. I don't play games and none of that goofy shit. I'm not into it. I don't do the, Times Square, the parties,
right.
The popping the champagne, popping bottles, none of it. None of it.
Can you hear the ball drop? Are you like, can you hear that in your vicinity? I don't know how far you are from Times Square or whatever, but like, do you hear the commotion going on?
While I'm in New York, do I hear the commotion of Times Square?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in New York?
Yeah, I've been. I'm just like, I don't know where the fuck you're in the West Side, you're in Harlem, you're in the Bronx. It's all the same to me. Like, can you hear the fucking ball drop with everybody out in Times Square screaming and shouting or not? It's a simple question. Like, are you streaming on TV? What are you doing?
Nah, we didn't stream shit, man. We didn't stream any of that. I told you we're sleeping.
All right, fine. Fuck it.
And, you know, other than, you know, being back, I don't have much to report. I am going to be on the road starting this month. We are going to be back on the road. We're going to be in Portland the 12th, 13th, and 14th at the Helium Comedy Club. We are going to be in Portland the 12th, 13th, and 14th. And then we're going to be in Michigan the 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Comedy Castle. And tickets are available. Then I'm going to be in Jersey. And that's the month of January. But tickets are available at Michael Rapaport Comedy. .com. Oh, you didn't come to my shows in Sacramento.
No, and I wanted to talk to you about that because you had protesters, you had, because, you know, I saw that they were trying to do a protest against your show in Sacramento. And I believe I called it too on the podcast on Wax. I think I said, I'm going to call that two or I think I said two or three people were going to show up at the show holding signs. And you told me two people showed up, right?
Two women that look like they probably are also into that pita bread. They looked heavy. They started protesting me. They brought me on stage. And you know, you grab the microphone. Before I even took the microphone out of the fucking thing to put it up to my mouth.
Yeah.
These two women started screaming, fuck you, Mike Rappaport. Fuck you, Mike Rappaport. And security had told them, yo, if you pop off, we're throwing you out. So I was like, hey, how you doing, ladies? And they were like, fuck you. We're going to talk to you. I was like, there's a sold out crowd here in Sacramento. Nobody wants to hear this shit. And like, you're right. A pussy. You're a pussy. Da, da, da. I was like, then they started throwing them out. And then as they were throwing them out, like I started realizing, like I felt bad because with all my shit talking, with all that I have said over the years, with all that I have said since October 7th, with all my disruptive behavior, for me to only get two protesters to show up at my show, I felt like almost disappointed in myself. I was like, you know, only two, like maybe they could have bought a four top table, like, you know, or something like that. But in hindsight, I was also like, yo, my protesters are dope because they paid for tickets. I was thought that was sick too, because
that's
like,
pretty cool.
You're like, you're protesting, but you're also paying customers. So it's like, are you for me or are you against me?
Yeah, they contributed to like having a sold out show for you. But I mean, what does that say about, but it's like you said, what does that say about you? You have two protesters. I feel like my sister could get two protesters at her work.
That's what I'm saying. So it's on one hand, I was happy that they paid. On the other hand, I was like, only two showed up. You know, fortunately, there hasn't been any craziness at the shows. I don't want any. I don't invite any. I don't. People come for a comedy show. They're not coming to see your fat ass scream and yell at me. Nobody wants to see any of that. They want to have a good time. It's 2024. Pig dick Donald Trump is already the fucking the man of the year, duking it out in Maine, duking it out in Colorado, duking it out state. They said he could be on the ballot in Michigan. They said he can't be in the ballot in New Hampshire. It's already a shit show.
I want an update from you right now because I want to hear it now out of that mouth. I want to know, are you voting for him or are you not voting for him? Because we had the news cycle with you on Fox News and all that shit. You're swallowing the red pills these days, as people would like to say.
Two red pills a day, two in the morning, two in the night.
Two at night.
Four red pills. When they red pill you, for what you do is, the way they start the cycle is, you do five pills the first day, you do four pills the second day, you do three pills the third day, then going forward, you do two pills in the morning, two pills in the night. You didn't know that, right? When they red pill you?
No, I've never been red pilled, and I don't plan on being red pilled. But it sounds like they fucking got you. I don't know what they did to get their hands on you, but they did something on you because I could see it. You seem different, and I want to have an update now because it's been about a month since that happened. Where do we stand with everything going on right now?
With everything that's going on in the country, with all the crime, with inflation out of control, and I know people are like, inflation doesn't have to do with the president, with the mortgage rates, with the interest rates, with all the anti-Jewishness, with all the anti-Semitism, with all those things, I've said it once and I'll say it again. Voting for pig dick Donald Trump is still on the table. Voting for pig dick Donald Trump is still on the table. Do I actually imagine myself pulling the pig dick Donald Trump lever when it really comes down to go full pig dick or not full pig dick? I don't. I'd rather not vote at all. I can't imagine myself actually pulling the lever for pig dick Donald Trump, aka dick stain Donald Trump. But it is on the table. Kamala Harris with her good cop, bad cop, anti-Muslim, anti-Islamophobia, but also I like Israel, but I like Israel, but that ain't going to work for me. With the, like I said, I just got a new car. Fucking interest rates on that bitch are so expensive. All those things mixed, all those things in a big stew of radical left-wing context, Harvard this, that, and the third. It's here, man. It's 2024 is fucking here. Let me ask you something. You're voting, even though you look 17, you're pushing 40.
I'm not pushing 40. I'm pushing 34 is what I'm pushing because it's in May. I'm pushing 34. Thank you very much. We know that you're pushing 60.
No, fucker.
Exactly.
No, motherfucker. I'm pushing 54 in March. My birthday
same
is coming
shit,
up in
man.
3 months.
It, but you
My
know
birthday
it's
is,
the same thing. You know it's
no,
the same
no,
thing.
It isn't
After
the same
50,
thing.
You're pushing 60. I'm still in my 30s, homie. They say 30s are the best years of your life. And then they go, oh, I think everyone says... You know, because then they say, oh, well, 40s are the best years of your life. I think that you're going to get to that place where you're like, well, the 60s are the best years of my life.
Who's telling you 30s and 40s? That's some shit you got it like on your trip to Hawaii, like around the family. And like your brothers and everybody's like, you know, because they're a little older than you. Everybody's like trying to gas you up. I'm letting you know right now, Duke, you're pushing 40.
Well, how did you like your 30s? They were probably pretty fantastic, right?
Yeah, but so my 40s were good too. My 50s have been rocking and rolling. I mean,
You're right. You're right. Well,
it's all about health.
It's all about health. And fortunately, you and I are very healthy. I mean, I know I'm healthy. You're doing all right, right?
Knock
you're doing
on
good.
Wood. I want to tell you something. My ulcerative colitis, I'm on no medicine and I'm on no supplements. No medicine and I'm not even, my supplements, it's a miracle.
You just froze. What's a miracle?
Me being on no medicine and no supplements for my ulcerative colitis at 53, having it damn near fucking, I've had it since I'm 16.
Congratulations. That's a big fucking deal. That's amazing that you're not taking anything and you're doing good. So it's,
want me
and
to
you
tell you what
good?
My shits look like in the morning? I could tell you what my stool looks like. You want me to tell you what my stool, let me tell you something. If I wanted to take my stool to the Museum of Modern Art, they put that fucking thing in a glass at the entrance of the Museum of Modern Art. My stool could be at the entrance of the Museum of Modern Art. My stool is gorgeous. It is a gorgeous fucking stool. And for somebody that suffers ulcerative colitis, having a beautiful stool that could be at the entrance of MoMA says something.
Nobody wants to hear that. That is a repulsive image. I don't want to think about it. It wouldn't be there. Why? There would never be a world where your stool would be at the Museum of Modern Art. That would never happen. Why would they do that? And if they're going to put anyone's stool there, why would it be you? Like, why? It's not the fucking president's stool. It's not like Brad Pitt's stool. It's going to be your stool at the front door
with
the Museum of Modern Art.
The way my stool looks, trust me.
That's disgusting.
I am Rappaport Podcast.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
The 2024 movies in review. What did you wind up seeing? Because I'm going to be straight up. I'm so behind. It's not even funny.
You haven't even heard of fucking movies that I'm mentioning to you that are like out, like doing well and shit. Like, I mean, you're an actor. You're a movie guy. You got to get back on top of your, you've been slacking on your movie shit for years. I mean, I don't know what happened to you, because I fucking looked up to you when it came to the movies. When we were working on our show, we'd go to the movies after we were shooting. I mean, you were caught up on everything. You were Mr. Indie Guy. You knew all the movies. Now I feel like I'm fucking talking to my grandma, trying to be like, oh, this movie's out. Like, you haven't heard of shit. But there's some good movies out. There's a lot of fucking movies out right now. But on the plane to Hawaii, I watched this movie called Past Lives, which was really good. It was basically like, this boy and girl had like a relationship, not like sexual, but they had a relationship when they were kids at like 12 years old. And then the girl ends up immigrating to the US and moves to New York with her family and changes her name. And then like 20 years later, that boy that she knew and kind of was in love with as a kid reaches out to her and wants to reconnect, and she's married and all the shit. It's a very sweet movie. It's really good.
I heard it was well done, because the way you're describing it doesn't make it... Well, no, the way you just described it doesn't, like, no one's going to be like, oh, that sounds great.
I mean, I'm doing my best here, man. I'm not like a fucking, it's not Roger Ebert over here. I told you, I went to film school, but I'm not going to give you my analytical review. I mean, that's giving my own log line there.
Yeah, but you didn't even say it was great, and then you don't even give a good description of it. It's like, but you're like, it was really good.
I just say, go see the movie. Past Lives was really great. I'm trying to think of what the fuck else. I mean,
did you see Iron Claw?
No, but I do want to see that. I think it looks really good. I want to see that. Zac Efron and Jeremy Allen White, and they're the wrestlers, the brothers who are wrestlers. I'm going to see that. I'm probably going to see something after this podcast. I know Wonka's out. I have no interest to see it, but I'll see that.
I have no interest in seeing that at all.
Well, I see. You know what I did see, though?
Leave Willy Wonka alone.
Agreed. Nobody
can touch
it. You
tried it with Johnny Depp. Now you're trying it with Timothy Shyamalama Ding Dong. Like, let it go.
I honestly totally agree with you. I mean, still, as far as last year goes, though, I did see this weird-ass movie that my sister and my girlfriend fucking love, and a lot of people are talking about it right now, called Saltburn. It's the director, her name is Emerald Fennell, and she did that movie Promising Young Woman a few years ago.
You're like, oh, she did that movie Promising Young Woman. It ain't Titanic. Nobody knows what the fuck Promising Young Woman is.
It was that movie. It was like an Oscar contender. It was at the fucking Oscars a few years ago.
Oh, yeah, with that girl, that pretty...
Carrie Mulligan starred in it.
Oh,
and Bo Burnham was in it.
Yeah.
You saw it, but anyway, this one's
no,
super...
No, I'm telling you, I didn't see it.
I think Carrie Mulligan was in it.
No, I thought that other one was in it. The Irish one. Everything she does, she wins an Oscar for.
Saoirse Ronan?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, Saoirse Ronan.
So what is it called? Saltburn?
Saltburn. It's fucking weird. My computer ain't working right now.
Is that the one where the person, they set fire and the salt burns them?
No. It's with that dude from Euphoria, Jacob Elordi, who was in Priscilla. Yes. And then this talented actor, Barry Keoghan, who got nominated last year for that Colin Farrell movie, Banshees of Inertia. He got nominated. Yes. He was in the movie The Killing of a Sacred Deer. He looks really weird. Anyway, this was like a fucking weird ass movie, but a lot of people are talking about that movie right now. Saltburn is on Amazon. Yeah, it was weird. It was a little too far out there for me, but I mean, there's scenes where he's slurping up the other dude's cum from a bathtub drain. He's fucking like dirt in the ground. It is some weird shit in it, but people seem to like it. It's definitely a unique movie. Whatever, it's out there, but people seem to really like it. I told you, I always say Dream Scenario, the Nick Cage movie, was one of my favorites of last year. That movie Anatomy of a Fall was really, really good.
What's Anatomy of a Fall?
We talked about it on the podcast where it was kind of like The Staircase. Her husband dies and she's on trial for like potentially murdering her husband. It's some foreign film, whatever. But anyway, you know what I did see on the plane though, which I've never seen, is The Bodyguard with Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston. I never seen that movie. Random movie.
I will always love you.
You sound like shit.
Did you like The Bodyguard with Whitney Houston?
Yeah, I don't think
Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner?
I don't think it aged great, but then they have a little relationship. I mean, I like movies like that. And I don't know. I mean, that was all right. But other than that, I really, to be honest with you, I caught up with The White Lotus season one and season two, and I really was behind on that, and I loved it.
So as far as movie of the year for 2023, like, I've been so, like, what is Best Picture 2020? Like, what are the contenders?
Fuck, I should look that up.
That is sad, man.
Kind of curious to know what 2023...
Like, what are the ones that are sort of the hot films of 2023?
I'm curious.
You know what movie? My favorite movie of the year was Air.
To be honest with you, Air was one of the best movies that came out this year. So you're bringing up movies that I forgot about. Air was so fucking good. I saw that twice in theaters. You know, people were talking about Barbie and Oppenheimer and the Paul Giamatti movie, The Holdovers. I saw that.
Did
I really
see
liked that. Yeah, it was really good. The Alexander Payne movie, it was really good. I haven't seen Maestro, the Damn. Bradley Cooper movie. There's a lot of shit out there, but
yeah, I haven't seen shit. I mean, Bradley Cooper movie I need to see. I heard that the Kevin Hart, Chris Rock documentary on Netflix, it's good. I heard that's really good.
I haven't seen that.
It's about like sort of the making of them doing their special, but it's not really about the special. I heard it's good. Man, I'm behind, man.
You're behind. I'm really behind. Watch that movie Anatomy of a Fall. That's going to be a contender for sure. And then, and Dream Scenario. I've told you to see that. That was Dream Scenario and Air were probably my favorite movies of the year. And
we have to announce Gypsy Rose.
Yes. Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
What's her name?
Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
And what was the documentary called?
The Act on Hulu with Joey King and Patricia Arquette.
But there was a real documentary about Gypsy Rose, and that's one of our sick fucks of all time documentaries.
Mommy Dead and Dearest. And you know what? We need to revisit the sick fuck documentary because me and my girlfriend just rewatched The Night Stalker because I'm just like, fuck it. I'm on that trip. We just put that back on Netflix. Yo. That is a scary fucking documentary, and that's one of Netflix's best. But
The Night Stalker's fucked up.
Fucked up. I mean, he didn't discriminate against anybody.
He's a piece of shit.
Scary. And scary time. I was asking my parents what it was like living through those times in the mid-80s to 90s in L.A. where they had, you know, fucking Night Stalker and the Hillside Strangler and Charles Manson. I mean, it was a scary time for fucking serial killers out there and all the kidnappings. And I mean, I don't think that's really going on these days. I mean, I know there's cameras and all this shit now, but I don't think people are getting like kidnapped in the same way and how it was back then. But that was a scary fucking time. But
I was in LA during the Night Stalker because I believe it was the summer of 84.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I know I was in LA because I remember watching the local news when they caught that fuck. I believe it was the summer of 84. I may be wrong. It may be 85. But whenever that period of time was when they caught that sick bastard, I was in Los Angeles. And I remember, like, when they're cheering for him in the street when they caught him. Like, I remember seeing that stuff live. And that
That's
was like,
fucking,
like, where is this? Like, it was frightening.
That is scary because, I mean, he went for every, I mean, he went for kids, elderly people. He was doing all, he didn't have a type. I mean, he was terrifying, but Night Stalker was fucked up. I rewatched that and I was like, damn, that is a sick fuck documentary. We need more of them though. I need more because the last good one was kind of that Mother God doc on HBO. I need some more. They're on their cult doc shit now. They're not really doing those serial killer ones.
The cult doc and the sick fuck docs, sometimes they cross over. That Mother God.
Yeah, that was wild. That was crazy. Her skin being fucking blue and all that
and
shit.
And her whole crew was just jacked up.
Out there. But anyway, overall, yeah, we're going to have to give a list of movies, and I'll have to give you a list of movies to watch, but...
Well, here's the most important question.
What?
And I'm asking at the end of the first episode of 2024. What is your New Year's resolution 2024? We know you want to lose weight.
I don't need to lose weight. I need a tone. I don't need to lose weight. I'm good on the weight. But
so when you say tone, what do you mean?
I need to start doing my Barry's boot camp. I need to start doing some push-ups. I want a tone. I want a chisel. I want that body. I'm looking for that body that I just can't seem to get in my life.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, get a different New Year's resolution.
Still strive for that one. Nothing wrong with like still trying to do that one because you're just...
Because you're not going to get toned.
No, I think you're not going to get toned. And you're making it seem like I can't get toned. But remember, I'm 20 years younger than you. I still have it in me to get toned. You could do as many planks as you want. You could do as many 7 to 10 minute planks. We know you could do 7 minute planks. That's me clapping for you. I don't give a fuck that you could do 7 minute planks because you still look the same at the end of the planks. You can't get toned, homie. People at that age can't really get toned. I'm still 33. I'm in my prime, okay? You're towards the end of your life. And I'm still able to do this. And I need that motivation, that drive. And I don't appreciate you not pumping me up. At the start of the new year, you should be telling me, you got it. You got it in you. Do that, Barry's. Get that pull-up bar. Start doing your push-ups. Yeah, don't project, brother, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
We got it in me. But yes. What is your... Because you asked what my New Year's resolution is.
What, motherfucker? Spit it out. What?
What is your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution, I already said it. Bigger, better, faster, and more Jewish.
Right.
Go deeper into my Judaism, deeper into my Zionism. I'm getting myself a rabbi. That is literally my number one goal because that's an attainable goal. That's a goal that makes me feel better about myself. I'm talking about my Teflon wrap.
Tefillin wrap.
I'm about to learn how to do the prayer correctly. I'm about to learn how to say tefillin correctly. And my guy said, if I get you the tefillin wrap, and he said, I ain't going to get you the cheap leather. Yeah. So I'm going to get you that good leather. Would you do it every day? I said, absolutely. I said, because it's like a meditation. So I would get my tefillin wrap myself and wrap myself up real nice and real proper. So that is my goal, along with obviously health and continuing to produce beautiful museum quality shits.
Sounds good to me. I mean, I hear you. That ain't bad at all. And I liked your post on the redundancy of you know, you're posting every day and people asking you, why are you posting so much? And are you going to stop posting? And I liked that video that you did about it. I thought that was very, very important video. And I know you've been a big champion and there's a whole bunch of shit going on in the world. And
yeah, we can continue to stay on their ass real nice and real proper.
Yeah.
So anyway, we came, saw.
Disrupted.
We disrupted. We came, saw, we disrupted. Come see me live in Portland the 12th, 13th, and 14th of January at the Helium Comedy Club. All tickets for all my shows are available at michaelrappaportcomedy.com. I'll let you take us out of here. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Jonas Brothers. First episode of 2024, but not the last. Take us out of here with something real nice. take us out of here with something real loud, but most importantly, take us out of here with something
real funky.
I am Rapport Stereo Podcast, out. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.